This is Robert Balgach, and welcome to the Black Swan Secrets podcast. Our focus here is to help you grow as a producer and as a business owner in the life insurance industry. Enjoy the ride. Disclaimer: past performance is not indicative of future results. Strategies discussed in this podcast may not be suitable for you, and you should make your own independent decision regarding them. This material does not take into account your particular objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, November 20th. The year is 2022. Great time to be alive in this crazy world. We are entering a great Thanksgiving week, which can be very, very tricky here. And we're going to talk about some of the tips how to handle that week. But first of all, we're going to go and go over the leaderboard last week. It was a pretty good week for a lot of people. We're going to go over that. And then one of the questions is going to be, let's talk about how to handle this Thanksgiving week. And then Lee Corbett has Inspirational Monday for us to close us out. So it should be a good session today. So let's look at the numbers here from last week. So Marsha had solid week, 8 apps, 7628 for you, Marsha. So what worked for you last week? And then also let's talk about how you're preparing yourself for this Thanksgiving week. What are some of the tips you can give to people?
I had people that were actually not terribly, terribly sick, which helped. And I was relentless on my calling. I just stayed on track. I didn't let anything derail me. I had a big why, and so I just went for it. And the people were ready. It was exciting. It was very nice. I got my first ethos deal even, husband and wife. So that was nice. For coming up Thanksgiving, I still call people on Friday. I mean, I'm planning on hitting it hard Monday, Tuesday, and then I stop right about noon or 1 o'clock. I've got a 1 o'clock appointment on Wednesday if she's there, but usually by about noon, it kind of dies off. But Friday, you can still catch a lot of people and you can run appointments on Saturday if you want to, because it's kind of a shorter week. And that's what I've done in the past to, you don't have to work the whole day, but you can certainly capitalize on a couple of people that are going to be home or off.
That is it. Okay. So we have Jamar. 10 applications last week, 7,100. So another great week for him. So Jamar, talk to us. What worked for you last week?
I set up a lot of appointments pretty much every single day. I worked Monday through Saturday. I was really just, I don't know. I was just closing a lot, to be honest with you.
Okay. And how are you preparing for this Thanksgiving week? This is kind of like your first real Thanksgiving when you're in full force. How are you thinking about it?
So I'm going to New Orleans tomorrow. So I will kind of still be working, but I'm just going to continue hitting my B leads, the ethos leads. I'm going to reach out to my clients that I worked with last year, see if we can see if they want to add some additional coverage, because I had a few last week that were returning clients trying to get stuff for their kids and stuff. So more kid policies around this time of the year seems like a good thing to go for with Christmas and all that.
Okay, good. So have fun in New Orleans. Don't have too much fun, but have fun. Okay. Then we have Kerry Weissong, 6 apps, 5363. So Kerry, share with us some of the highlights from last week, and also how you're thinking about the Thanksgiving week and attacking it.
Sure. So my numbers are, there's a fraction of it that is in combination of working with newbie Carly, and we had to do some creative things. That's what you need, an upline sometimes while she's waiting for contracting to get in. But one thing I will point out between what I listened to Marsha say and, oh my gosh, I always say your name wrong. I can't Jamar. Say the name that comes to me.
Jamar,
I get letters mixed, like dyslexic, so I didn't want to say the wrong name, and I know it's wrong. Jamar, hey guys, they are not just winging it out here. I'm not just winging it. There's a lot of pre-planning about this is what my hurdle will be next week. So this is my structured schedule, and these are my goals. Every week you're going to have a hurdle. You just happen to know the name of it this week, right? Like, it's either the air conditioner went out, or we did lose our dog, or we do have a Thanksgiving. There's always something. So just look at this week with, okay, so this is what my known hurdle is. I'm going to structure my week. And Robert, you know, I like to front load my week, front load my day. Winners win early, as they say in the game book there. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit it very hard today and tomorrow. Wednesday as hard as I can, but like Marcia said, kind of afternoon, you have a little bit of a few false starts. And I'm just going to think of Friday and the weekend as we work when our clients are not working. So it's a great opportunity, if nothing else, to set appointments. So that's what I'm up to.
That is it. Okay. Then we have Tristan, 6 apps, 42.97 last week. Erica had 4 deals for 4,100. John Cranford had 4 for 31.86. Landon had 1 big deal for 31.86. Coach K, 3 deals, 3,086. Becca McKay, 3 deals, 2,200. Bridget, 1 big deal for 2,000. Then we have Tina McNeil, 1 big deal for almost 2,000. John Moncres, another deal for him, 1,514. Sergio Chacon, 3 deals, 1,365. Mindy Davenport Langworthy, 3 deals, 1,217, working closely with Marcia there. Sean Chadwell had 1 deal, 1,164. Maristella had a deal for 975. Crystal Bowden, 1 deal, 887. Then Larry Johnson had 1 deal. Carly had 2 deals, and probably, I think, one more working with Carrie. Lee had 1 deal. Molly, 1 deal. And Mark Anderson, 1 deal. So it was kind of it was an okay week, nothing spectacular. So far this week, what we are seeing so far, a lot of momentum over the weekend. So some people here really jumped on this. If I'm looking here at, you know, Crystal Bowden, almost 4,000 already on the weekend. John Cranford had another 2 deals. You know, Jamar hit 3. Donna Franasiak, another deal. Dolly had 3 deals over the weekend. Sean Chadwell won. Tristan won. Curtis Sykes won. So it's all about front loading that week. Like both Carrie and Marcia said, historically, that has been a good playbook, really hitting Monday and Tuesday really hard. Wednesday is kind of like an optional. If somebody wants to talk to you like on Wednesday afternoon, just make sure they're not going anywhere. But they're probably interested. They're probably taking some time off work. They're going to be available. And then historically, Fridays and Saturdays, after Thanksgiving, great time to be on the phone and catch some people who are at home. And I'm not sure what the Black Friday deals are. I'm not sure if people are still waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning and trying to fight for big screen TVs. I don't know if that's the deal anymore, but people are going to be home. And so if you just follow the process, you will find them, and then just going through the numbers and transitioning easily into the week. Okay, so that's all we had from that perspective. I'm just going to go and unmute Mr. Corbett so he can share his thoughts for this morning.
All right, good morning, Black Swan. How's everybody doing? As you know, we always try to get everybody wrapped up for this Motivational Monday because we're always talking about working on this 6 inches between our ears, right? And it's so, so vitally important. Oftentimes we don't even understand how important that is. But we're gonna continue to drive this force home, because we know that if we are to build a truly successful, I mean, massive organization, y'all cut out the chats, okay? But if we can build a truly successful organization, that we will indeed need to work on ourselves. Like, we do plenty of training on the business, right? We have Ricky Roundtable 4 days a week on Monday through Thursday. So, but the other part of that, guys, we want to be committed to also working on you. So we continue to bring this money motivation. This is not about a rah-rah session of anything at all, guys. This is 100% about helping you understand that there's a giant inside, there's greatness inside of you, and you can really ascertain anything in this thing called life if you truly, truly want to. So we want to give you those tools to be able to do so. So today's video, some of you may have seen it. Most of you all may not have, because this is going to be mostly athlete related, but this is such a powerful a video. So I want you guys to make sure you're tuned in, pay close attention. And I think you're going to really enjoy this. And with no further ado, here we go.
All right, let's go. Show me something. 10 yards. Move it. Let's go, Matt. Let's go. Go, Jonathan. Show me something. 10 yards. Show me some power. No knees. Keep your knees off the ground. Show me something. There we go. 10 yards. Show me some muscle. Show me some power. Give me some heart. Let's go. Very good, boy. Very good. Let's run it back.
Oh, man.
Not even
funny, dude.
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I want you giving up at a certain point when you can go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. Now get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right. Let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground. Just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go. Show me good effort. That way, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. A good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
Am I at the 20 yet?
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
I ain't done. Just resting a second.
You got to keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on. Keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
But I have strength.
Then you negotiate with your buddy to find more strength. But don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
My arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit. No. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Brock Kelly, you don't quit. Keep going. Keep going. No, Brock Kelly. You don't quit on me. No, you keep going. You keep going. No, Brock. 10 more steps. 10 more. 10 more. 10 more. Keep going. Don't quit. Give me your heart.
I can't do it.
You can. You
chance! Five more! Come on, Brock! Come on! Don't quit! Come on, Brock! Two more! One more!
It's gotta be 50. I'll have any more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone. Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Don't tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field in your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Okay.
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Coach?
What is it, Jeremy?
How are 160?
Folks, if that don't inspire you, I don't know what will, right? So it's all about this testament about will, right? It's about how much do you want? Like, how much do each of you have inside, right? And here's what I know. I keep talking about, we're going to keep pushing this narrative, because when we go into 2023, I want your very best. I want you guys to go into 2023, and I want to give it your all. I want you to have that conversation with your spouse. I want you to have that conversation with your children. I want you to give your very best. I want you to see that if you don't know what the limit is, how much can you do for your family? How much can you provide for your family? How much success can you actually attain in 2023? If you really knew you couldn't fail, how much could you get? How hard would you push? Would you quit? See, I know. I talked to so many of you, right? I know some of you all are giving the best. I know some of you guys are stopping in the middle to take a rest, but don't stop. Don't rest in the middle. Rest at the end, guys. Don't rest in the middle. Life is short, right? You got this window to capture this thing. And if you go out here and do it right, you can make the next 5 years some of the best 5 years of your life if you go out here and do it right. But you got to be willing to push. And for some of you, I'll put this whole thing in context. For some of you all that don't understand the dynamics of what he just did, you know, he ended up carrying another man on his back, you know, crawling for 100 yards, 300 feet, an entire football field. Coach only asked him for 50, right? 50 yards, but he blindfolded because he didn't want him to quit when he thought he had reached his goal. Kind of equivalent to our goal tonight, right? So he blindfolded him, and he went 100 yards. He was burning. He was ready to cry. He broke down and said, I know I've had to make it at least 50 feet. Look up. You've made it for the entire football field. You're in the end zone. Now, a little note of comic relief, he said, you carried a man, 140-pound man, on your back across the entire field. And the guy says, Coach, I'm 160. He said, give me my 20 pounds, Coach. I'm not quite that little. But moral of the story, folks. You got to go out there and give it your all. Some of you guys aren't, you're not leaving it all on the field. We're making excuses, right? We're scared. But guess what? It's okay to be scared. It's okay to fail. But the only way you truly fail is if you quit. So make sure you guys finish strong. Let's finish the rest of this year strong. And let's get ready to go in 2023 with a bang. And let's give it our absolute all. Let's give it everything we got. Let's leave it all on the line. Leave it all on the field. And go out there and win this financial championship for your family. Or should I say your families? That's what I got.
Thank you, Lee. That was great. Really great lesson for all of you guys. I mean, we have another 30 days. So this thing is happening until Christmas. It just is. You know, many people say December is not a good time for life insurance. They are wrong. I can tell you, you know, Marsha wrote 15,000-20,000 on it last year. I had like 3 years in a row riding over 20,000. Kerry Weissong did the same thing in the month of December. So the first 2 weeks of December, great weeks. You just got to find the people. But if you have that mindset, nobody buys in December, you lost the game before the game even started. So great tip here. Just don't quit. Keep pounding, and you're going to surprise yourself when you're going to end up by the end of this year.